The New York Attorney General's office has rejected President-elect Donald Trump's attempt to end a multi-million dollar penalty in his civil fraud case. The case went to trial last year, and a New York judge found Trump and his business inflated the values of properties on financial statements used to obtain favorable loan and insurance rates. The judge ordered Trump to pay $454 million, including interest. Trump appealed, while the appeals court has yet to issue a decision. Deputy Solicitor General Judith Vail wrote in a letter to Trump's attorney, they're denying his call for New York Attorney General Letitia James to drop the case. The ordinary burdens of civil litigation do not impede the president's official duties in a way that violates the U.S. Constitution, Vail said. James's office added Trump, as president, doesn't have immunity from civil cases that aren't connected to his official duties of the office. The effort by Trump is his latest attempt to eliminate his legal cases as he returns to the White House next month. Special counsel Jack Smith has agreed to dismiss criminal indictments charging Trump with overthrowing the 2020 election and improperly handling classified documents. He cited the Justice Department policy against indicting a sitting president.